Okay, here we go in Parshat Vayigash. Towards the end of the Parsha, right before Shvi, we have an interesting conversation between Paro and Yaakov. Really fascinating. This is Mem Zayin Chet. Vayomer Paro al Yaakov. Paro says to Yaakov, Kama yime shnei chayecha? How many days of the years of your life are there? This is a weird question to ask somebody. How old are you, it sounds like? So that's weird on its own. And then look at what Yaakov's response is in test. Vayomer Yaakov el Paro. Yaakov says to Paro, Yimei shenei migurai, the years of my sojourning, my traveling, shloshim umat shana. It is 130 years. Me'at, they were few, v'ra'im, and they were terrible. They were bad. Hayu, yimei shenei chayai. That were the years of my life. So there's a classic like Woody Allen joke, which is like Jews complaining at a hotel, like the food at the hotel or the restaurant. It's like they tell the waiter, the food is terrible and there's so little of it. So Yaakov's like, my years are short and they were terrible. And Yaakov had a really hard life. He was reflecting on his life. So that's interesting. They didn't achieve the years of my forefathers, my father's lives, in the days of their sojourning, of their traveling. So the question is, what does that mean? The years of the sojourning, the years of being a ger, being a stranger or a traveler. What exactly does that mean? So here's what Shadal says on this. Yimei shnei migurai, the years of my sojourning. Right? Remez l'hasha'arot ha'nefesh. This is an allusion to the idea of the soul living on after one dies. How? Kimo ki ger anochi imach, which is like, I am a stranger among you. That's what we have in Tehillim, Lamentas. Ki gerim anachnu lefanach v'toshavim kechol avotenu kechol kitzel yemenu ala aretz. The idea is that when you say that you are a stranger, it means that you're a stranger on earth. It's a short time. You're just traveling through on your way to the next place. That's how he understands the word ger, migurai, the sojourning on earth. We could have understood it as what? So it's interesting, you know. Shadal is not normally the type to kind of do this. I have a feeling he does this elsewhere also. Like, so for example, in Chaf Hei, I think it's Chet.
How is it possible this is just hallway to the next if we don't know what the next is? Yes.
What do you mean?
We're just passing by until the next.
So meaning when he says like this is my years of sojourning on this earth, which makes it sound like he's a ger on earth, he's a stranger, he's traveling through. So this is a hint to the idea that was already present in the Torah, even though it doesn't ever say it really explicitly, the idea that you live on after death in some way, or the soul lives on after death, even though it doesn't mention it, there are allusions, hints here and there. So it's interesting, it seems like Shadal is interested to point this out, like another example, and I'm sure there are more throughout the Torah, but in Chaf Hei Chet, it says that Avram died, right? It says, Vayigvar Vayamat Avraham. He died and he died. Vayigvar Vayamat. So that's weird, right? He expired and he died. So Shadal there says pretty much the same thing. He says, when you have vayamat, that is specifically, whenever you're saying that someone died, you say vayamat. What does gviya mean? He says, bebechinat haguf. That means, like, from the perspective of the body, it's passed away, it's expired. The asifa, and when it says at the end of the pasuk in Chet, vayasaf alamav, that he gathered to his people, it means bebechinat hanefesh. It's in reference to the soul. And he points out that that's shot in the pasuk because when it says that Avram was laid to rest by his forefathers, he was not near his forefathers at all. He was in Maran HaMachpelah, right? So that is obviously not in reference to him literally being by his forefathers. It must be it's in reference to his soul going back to his forefathers, right? Okay, so it's interesting Shadal is trying to like bring this out of the verses that Joe sees as like, that's not necessarily like so shot maybe. But I'm guessing that, and the Rishonim pointed this out as well, that there's a problem. I don't know if you call it a problem, but it's weird that the Torah never really discusses the afterlife. You don't really have any discussion about that in the Torah. You'd expect that the Torah, which like discusses a lot of our religious beliefs, it's interesting. So the Rishonim already point this out. The Rishonim realized. I mean, really, you could say that Chazal realized this because it goes through many attempts at proving that Tchiyat HaMetim will happen. Like in the Perek of Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek, where it discusses this, it says Tchiyat HaMetim min HaTorah Minan. Where do we get it from? That there's Tchiyat HaMetim, and it tries to search throughout Tanakh to try to find any references, and it's like slim pickings. So to speak. It happens to be that... Okay, so there are different solutions that are given by the Rishonim. There are different solutions that are given by the Achronim. Why it wouldn't be mentioned in the Torah itself? Whether the Torah was meant for regular folk who wouldn't understand, perhaps, what it meant, what Olam Haba means, as a spiritual place that doesn't have any physical sense to it, or whether it's only meant for the tzaddikim and the Torah is writing to the regular man in that way, and so therefore they wouldn't usually get the reward, so why mention it to them? That kind of thing. There's a lot of different answers. The Kuzari, the Rambam, a lot of people are trying to give answers to that. And it seems like Shadal is interested in answering. Maybe he felt that there were people out there who were claiming that the Torah, if you just believe in the Torah and Pshat, there's no Olam Haba. Maybe he's trying to fight against that belief. So he mentions that Jacinius writes in the, Shadal writes this in Italian, I think. Jacinius, I think, wrote in German language. I took a picture of Dan Klein's version of this, so I'll read from Jacinius. So he says that's Hachacham Yashar, Reggio, understands it this way. Jacinius writes in his thesaurus, he says like this. I'm reading it from the English. In every place, this metaphor refers to the brevity of life. It doesn't mean that you live on after death. It just means that your life is short, right? That you're a stranger in this world because, you know, you only live for 100, let's say, years, if you're lucky, and that's it. So he says, never to the fact that a man properly a citizen of a better world is only a stranger and a sojourner on earth. That's not what it means, that you're just a stranger on this earth because there's another place. That's not what it means. Okay. And so I see that there's some strata issue here, but let's say, Ludas Bini Zal, and my deceased son, I don't know if he's referring to Ohev Ger, but Ein Kavan Al Kotzer Chaye Olam Abba, Olam Hazeh, he disagreed with Jacinius, apparently his son, and said it's not referring to Olam Hazeh and how short it is, Elal She'ein HaAdam Shalit Bimur Otai, a person doesn't have any control of things, a lot of things that happen to him in his life. And the idea is that everything happens by God. So why do you call the stranger or a sojourner? Because you don't have control of a lot of things that happen in your life. God is in control. And that's why he says, I'm a ger in reference to you, right? God is the owner of the house. And a person lives in that house like a guest, basically, a stranger who's dwelling in that house. You're just there for the ride. There's a journey song called The Train, and the entire metaphor is life is like a train, and we have to try to get to our destination, the correct destination. You should buy the ticket. I see that he has a different version of the Ksav Yad. Let's just scan it for a second to see if there's any differences. He uses different proofs. He doesn't quote Jacinius. He quotes Jacinius, and then he disagrees with Jacinius and does not quote his son here, which is interesting. He says that when the Egyptians call a cemetery, they call it Beit Almin, which means like the forever place. He mentions pyramids. And they would embalm their dead. Okay, so I see there's some differences. He mentions pyramids, but it's interesting. I don't know exactly what it has to do with the comments about what ger means, but very interesting stuff. So, Shadal is interested in trying to figure out if there's an allusion here to the hashrat ha-nefesh, the soul living on after death, and trying to prove that and exactly what it means. So, shkoyach. Okay, very interesting. Have a good Shabbos.